This is Inquiring Minds Cyber News for the 10th of December, 2024. Vulnerability Management. Lessons from MOVEit Transfer and Log4j Incidents. The increasing prevalence of software vulnerabilities, exemplified by the MOVEit Transfer and Log4j Incidents, underscores the urgent need for effective vulnerability prioritization strategies to mitigate organizational risks. Critical zero-day vulnerability discovered in Windows NTLM protocols. A newly identified zero-day vulnerability in Windows NTLM protocols allows attackers to capture NTLM credentials with minimal user interaction, prompting Microsoft to plan an official patch while free micropatches are currently available. Ransomware attack by Termite Group disrupts Blue Yonder operations. In November 2024, the Termite Group launched a ransomware attack on Blue Yonder, a supply chain technology provider, resulting in significant operational disruptions for major clients and the exfiltration of sensitive data. Ultralytics AI library compromised in supply chain attack. A supply chain attack has compromised the Ultralytics AI library, leading to the distribution of crypto mining software through malicious versions published on the Python package index. Ransomware attack exposes data of over 316,000 patients at Anna Jacques Hospital. A ransomware attack by the money message threat actor compromised sensitive personal information of 316,342 patients at Anna Jacques Hospital, leading to significant data exposure and highlighting the urgent need for improved cybersecurity in healthcare. ICO continues revised public sector approach after successful trial. The UK's Information Commissioner's Office has decided to extend its revised public sector approach, which emphasizes warnings and reprimands over fines, following a successful two-year trial that improved data protection compliance among public sector organizations. US Appeals Court upholds TikTok divestment law due to national security concerns. A federal appeals court has upheld a law requiring TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, to divest its stake in the app by January 2025, citing national security risks and dismissing claims of free speech violations. New Zealand and Australia warn of Chinese state-sponsored SALT typhoon hacking operation. New Zealand and Australia have issued a warning about a significant hacking operation by the Chinese state-sponsored group SALT typhoon, which has targeted telecommunications companies worldwide, raising concerns over unauthorized access to sensitive communications and data. For more details on these and other stories, visit Inquiring Minds Cyber News at inquiringminds.com/cybernews.